Dublin FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
I know it's hard to believe, but the Glenmidden crew have actually won something. They won £250 at the local pub quiz night. That means they only need another £750 in order to make the £1,000 to purchase their fuel. However, at the moment, the captain is elated.
I am elated to think that we actually won £250 in a quiz.
Aye, don't with some excitement. I've never seen the Queen's legs buzzing so much as last night.
Well, I still can't believe that our Reverend didn't realise that Moses didn't have an ark and that it was Noah.
In my defence, I felt very uncomfortable sitting in that den of iniquity and my mind had been taken over by Satan himself. I didn't know what I was saying.
I didn't think your mind was taken over by Satan. Do you not think it was maybe they two sherries you had afore the quiz?
How dare you? My lips never touch the stuff.
No, they didn't get the chance the way you swallow them, Doon.
Right, well, that's the good news. We have £250 towards our fuel. We now have to think of how to make the other £750.
Well, I could have a special in the beauty saloon. Full body wax for £20. The wax I get from my friend at the local embalmer's for a small favour that it costs nothing. All the money could go to the fuel fund.
Well, that's very kind of you, Maggie, but it would mean about 37 very hairless people in Kennacraig. And think about the harsh winters.
Oh, don't beauty saloon's a joke. No one ever comes to it. It's a waste of space.
Aye, it would be better giving it over to something else. How about a naturist's cafe? You ken, where all the women hate to undress for a cappuccino.
Your mind's in the gutter, but I'm all for it.
If it was a naturist's cafe, you would have to be in the nude as well. That wouldn't do. They wouldn't know what to use to stir their tea. And I'm certainly not standing behind that cake stand displaying my tea cakes for everyone to ogle.
No, Crawford, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Och, but it's worth a gamble.
A gamble? Crawford, I think you may be onto something.
I am?
Yes. Why don't we turn the salon into a casino? We can then get all the passengers down here to gamble away the money while the ship is in transit.
Drop down?
Dig.
Where's Trudget?
I'll show you later. Now, what does everyone think of the idea?
Dawn's going to cost a fortune to set up. You need special tables and roulette wheels and stuff.
I'm sure with a little imagination, you, Crawford, and the rest of you can come up with something. Now, make a note. We need a roulette table, a craps table.
Is that a table wheel?
Later,
you...
Dick. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Craps table, a poker table, blackjack table, and that's all we need, apart from some deck of cards.
That's the easy part. We'll use loan ones of the Reverend's.
What ones of mine?
You ken, the ones you play in when you're room with a nutty woman in the back.
Those are classical sculptures from Greek days.
Aye, whatever you say.
So the crew set to work getting the salon turned into a casino for the first trip in 2 days' time. Will they make it? And if so, what will they make it out of?
Well, everyone seems to be industrious down here. Is this the roulette table?
It is. I found an old lazy Susan lying around the kitchen, and Crawford has painted numbers and colours round the edges, and used strips of dried spaghetti to divide them all up. When I spin it round, I drop the ball in, and when it stops, it lands on a red or a black number.
Where did you get the ball?
We're actually using a dried pea for that. Watch this.
I think it's come off its spinning thing.
Yes, a slight adjustment is needed, but it'll be fine.
And Crawford, what are these?
These are the card tables. They're just old trestle tables with the numbers painted on them. But this is my piece de resistance. My craps table.
That looks awfully like my sideboard from my cabin.
It is. I've borrowed it and painted the numbers and squares on it and put cardboard round the edges to stop the dice from flying off.
Well, when we've made our money, I want it back as it was. I'll have nowhere to put my knick-knacks now. Scotty, what are you up to?
I'm making the money chips.
Those look quite good. What are they?
I got a packet of stale Ritz crackers out of Maggie's drawers and I'm painting them different colours. And gave them a coat of varnish.
Well, it's all starting to look quite the part, but we've two things to decide. And the first is, what should we call it?
And the other is, who's going to work which table?
I was thinking of calling it Come Here and Poker.
The stud farm.
How about Pig and a Poke?
Pig and a Poke? Where did that come from?
Well, the last time I was playing at a casino, the man behind the table said I had a Pig and a Poke's chance of winning.
And did you?
Did I what?
Win.
Oh, no.
How about the Wheel of Fortune?
I've got it. Gambling in the Glen, as in the Glen Midden. What do you think? Great, then. Gambling in the Glen it is. Now, who's on what table?
I want the wheel and I'm not taking no for an answer.
OK, the wheel it is, Maggie.
I like the idea of poker. If someone can teach me...
Then a good poker person you shall make. Come to my cabin later tonight and I'll run through it with you.
I bags the blackjack.
Do you know the rules?
If I didn't, do you have to come to your cabin late at night?
I'll give you the book. So that just leaves you, Scotty, with the craps.
The story of my life.
I have one of those feelings of doom come upon me again. I don't see this plan working very well. I think it has disaster written all over it. But we will wait and see. So, what will Dick make of his poker? Will Maggie's wheel stay on its table? Will the Bay City Rollers ever reform? Some of these questions will be answered next week. Same time, same channel on the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.